The Minister for Equality, Roderic O'Gorman, will visit Waterford City today to raise pride flags after many were taken down twice on the Mall and burnt in the city during Pride Month. Last Wednesday, straight pride posters were stuck up around the city. Roderic O'Gorman talked with us earlier.
It's concerning for the LGBTI plus community there. It's upsetting to see these acts take place. So we're visiting the city today to recognise that, but also to recognise the really strong solidarity that's been shown by political leaders in the city. I know the mayor, Councillor Damien Gagan, has been really strong in condemning this activity. And similarly, all political representatives across the spectrum have rallied around the community.
The removal of flags, the burning of flags, incidents like these, what effect do they have on the people they're aimed at?
I think, you know, they have a damaging effect, and I'd say particularly on young people, maybe young people who are considering coming out at the moment, to see such a public attack on a symbol of the LGBTI plus community can be really damaging. And I think that's why it's important for the government to show solidarity. But it's also why it's been so important that the solidarity that's been shown across the community in Waterford, from businesses to community groups to the political establishment, has been really important, and I think will offer real solace to LGBTI plus people in the city.
What does that solidarity mean to you personally?
It means a lot. I know when I first took on this role, I was subject to some abuse on social media, and I certainly know that the solidarity I got and the expressions I got from politicians from all parties and none, but from everybody, it did mean a lot at the time.
Separately, it's almost 2 weeks now since you said your government, quote, has to act after the former commissioners of the Mother and Baby Home report refused again an invitation to appear before an Oireachtas committee to answer questions about how the report was put together and its conclusions. What are you doing?
Well, survivors have said to me is that they want their experiences in these institutions, and as they stated them in their testimonies to the confidential committee, they don't want those experiences clearly recognised and on the historical record. So the government is looking at having an independent expert provide an analysis of those testimonies before the confidential committee so that those experiences can be fully expressed on the record. So I'll be meeting with the Joint Oireachtas Committee on Children and Equality later this week, and then I'll be bringing a memo to Cabinet in the next number of weeks, setting out how we'll address this issue. I'll also be bringing forward proposals on a redress scheme, which I know is another key priority for survivors, and also then at the same time, the pre-legislative scrutiny on the Birth Information and Tracing Bill is under the way, and obviously that will provide adopted people with a right of access to their birth cert, another key priority for survivors.
After a glorious weekend, the very embodiment of the outdoor summer that we were expected and was promised, did nobody in government think to make sure that drinking outside would be legal?
Well, look, I think Minister Humphreys is engaging with the Garda Commissioner in terms of ensuring that the Gardaí continue to use their discretion in terms of the use of enforcement powers for outdoor dining and outdoor drinking. I think over the last 2 weeks, in the vast majority of the country, the experience has been extremely positive. I know even in my own hometown of Blanchardstown, we were out last weekend and everyone was really enjoying it and enjoying the freedom and the ability to be able to socialise again. I've heard the concerns that the Garda Representative Association and the Vintners Association have raised today. So Minister Humphreys has been in touch with the Garda Commissioner, and I know further engagements across the four. Further clarification in terms of the use of the Garda, the discretionary use of the Gardaí's powers will be provided today.
Roderic O'Gorman in Waterford.